The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, on this Thursday. My new atomic clock doesn't have a day on it, but at least it's got the time and the date. It's the 20th of May, 2010. At any rate, coming up on today's program, and I was a little late coming in because I was sending off an email to Chris W. Bell. That's the guy that had the newspaper article in the Detroit News about King had a dream, but blacks now face a nightmare. I just simply emailed the guy back. I said, Chris, my name is John Stadtmiller, and I was blown away by your article about King's dream. You nailed it. That, my friend, took courage. I'm not, nor have I ever been, prejudiced against any race of people. I have been critical of black leadership in this country for quite some time. Coming from some white guy, this has been dismissed in the past. I would like to do a frank interview with you as soon as possible. And if you have not read that, go up to the website republicbroadcasting.org. It's what I've been saying, some of the things I've been saying for a long, long time, and it just made me want to stand up and shout, because here was a black man writing for a major metropolitan newspaper. Well, it's not as major as it used to be. It's about 800,000 people left in Detroit. But he got up there and he had the courage to tell people exactly what was going on with the black population and why things happened the way they have. And I'll tell you what, more and more and more people. You see, in the past, people have been criticized. Oh, you're an Oreo. Oh, you're an Uncle Tom, you know, Whitey. And, well, you know, you want to talk like that if you want a war or if you want to repatriate. But if you're trying to take advantage of freedom and liberty with what's left of it, and to be able to do for yourself in freedom and liberty and become your own king of your own castle, you ain't going to do it being in a, how did we put it yesterday? Not in the welfare mentality, but in a state of mind, it's of an entitlement. Doesn't work here. Never has worked really anywhere. We're going to get this guy on the air, and I'll tell you, people have to start making truthful admissions, addressing the core problems, discussing it like true adult Americans, and then coming up with a solution. We're up to our eyeballs. Our problems are now birthing problems. It's time for this stuff to stop. By the way, one other thing I wanted to mention before we go to break here. In the video section, it's not on a rotating banner, Rex Rammel, his commercial, he's running for governor. You need to look at this. I put on there the caption, the ultimate political ad. You want to get blown away and get a little charged up? Watch that puppy. Things, they are changing. The old proverbial worm is turning. We'll be back on the other side. Hopefully, he's there at home. With Mr. Rainville. We'll be right back.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Today in America, you are facing threats of bank holidays, currency devaluation, confiscation of funds by lawyers and various government entities. We at Panama Legal, offshore law firm based in Guatemala, have offshore solutions. For instance, we can form an anonymous Hong Kong corporation for you, get you a bank account, a $1 trillion Hong Kong bank that'll let you own 10 different currencies in your account. If one or two currencies go down, the others will go up. You'll have no Hong Kong taxes, strong bank secrecies, no tax treaty with the USA, no need to go to Hong Kong, access your funds online from anywhere in the world, and you could even get an anonymous Visa card without your name on it or in the strip through us. So come visit us at PanamaLaw.org. That's www.PanamaLaw, one word, PanamaLaw.org. And you can chat with us on Skype or use our encrypted chat and discuss your needs. Thank you.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
I had spoken to Brian's mother, Rainville, Brian Rainville's mother, a little bit earlier today, and he's getting a physical examination. I don't know if you have to get a physical examination by order of the Homeland Security now to have your property confiscated. Just a joke. At any rate, we're going to keep trying. He should be back in short order, so we're going to keep trying, and as soon as we can grab a hold of him, I will put him on air. You're going to be rather fascinated by the man's story. Yeah, Homeland Security, you got too much property anyhow. Now Homeland Security's out there in the field telling people they've got too much of something. Yeah, I've got too much of something. I've got too much of you in my face. At any rate, we'll get him up here this afternoon. And thank you, Carol, for sending this over to me. Charlie Reese, he's now retired. I used to call it Reese's Pieces. But Charlie got it. He wrote for a newspaper out of Miami. He was a syndicated columnist. I think his column appeared in about 200 newspapers around the country. But as I said, he's recently retired. I think he retired last year. He's only been a journalist for 49 years and out there telling the truth. Well, he did his Reese's piece here. And it is absolutely spot on. He says that politicians are the only people in the world who create problems and then campaign against them. Have you ever wondered if both the Democrats and the Republicans are against deficits? Why do we have deficits? Have you ever wondered if all the politicians are against inflation and high taxes? Why do we have inflation and high taxes? You and I don't propose a federal budget. The president does, of course, along with the help of the Congress critters. You and I don't have the constitutional authority to vote on appropriations. The House of Representatives does. You and I don't write the tax code. Congress does. You and I don't set fiscal policy. Congress does. You and I don't control monetary policy. The Federal Reserve Bank does. 100 senators, 435 congressmen, one president, nine Supreme Court justices, and a partridge in a pear tree. Equates to 545 human beings out of 300 million are directly, legally, morally, and individually responsible for the domestic problems that plague this country. I exclude the members of the Federal Reserve Board because that problem was created by Congress. In 1913, Congress delegated its constitutional duty to provide a sound currency to a federally chartered but private central bank. I excluded all the special interests and lobbyists for a second reason. They have no legal authority. They have no ability to coerce a senator, a congressman, or a president to do one cotton-picking thing. I don't care if they offer a politician $1 million in cash. The politician has the power to accept or reject it. No matter what the lobbyist promises, it's the legislator's responsibility to determine how he votes. Those 545 human beings spend much of their energy convincing you that what they did is not their fault. They cooperate in this common con regardless of party. What separates a politician from a normal human being is an excessive amount of gall. No normal human being would have the gall of a speaker who stood up and criticized the president for creating deficits. The president can only propose a budget. He cannot force the Congress to accept it. The Constitution, which is the supreme law of the land, gives sole responsibility to the House of Representatives for originating and approving appropriations and taxes. Who is the Speaker of the House? Nancy Pelosi. She is the leader of the majority party. She and fellow House members, not the president, can approve any budget they want. If the president vetoes it, they can pass it over if they agree to. And what I'm saying here is pass over their veto if they agree to do it. Now, it seems inconceivable to me that a nation of 300 million cannot replace 545 people who stand convicted by present facts of incompetence and irresponsibility. I can't think of a single domestic problem that is not traceable directly to those 545 people. When you fully grasp the plain truth that 545 people exercise the power of the federal government, then it must follow that what exists is what they want to exist. If the tax code is unfair, it's because they want it unfair. If the budget is in the red, it's because they want it in the red. If the Army and Marines are in Iraq, it's because they want them in Iraq. Now, if they do not receive Social Security, but are on the elite retirement plan not available to the people, it's because they want it that way. Now, there are no insoluble government problems. Do not let these 545 people shift the blame to bureaucrats whom they hire and whose jobs they can abolish, to lobbyists whose gifts and advice they can reject, to regulators to whom they can give the power to regulate, and from whom they can take this power. Above all, do not let them con you into the belief that there exist disembodied mystical forces like the economy, inflation, or politics that prevent them from doing what they take an oath to do. Those 545 people, and they alone, are responsible. They and they alone have the power. They and they alone should be held accountable by the people who are their bosses. Provided the voters have the gumption to manage their own employees, we should vote all of them out and clean up their mess. Now, as I said earlier, he is a former columnist. He is retired. He used to write his column, and it was featured in Orlando Sentinel newspaper. And as I said, it was from there, it was syndicated around the country. Now, what you do with this information, it's up to you. This might be funny if it weren't so darn true. Now, and I'm sure it's, has a little note here, is sure to read this all the way to the end. Okay, I'm gonna. Little poem here. Tax his land, tax his bed, tax the table at which he's fed. Tax his tractor, tax his mule, teach him taxes are the rule. Tax his work, tax his pay, he works for peanuts anyway. Tax his cow, tax his goat, tax his pants, tax his coat. Tax his ties, tax his shirt, tax his work, tax his dirt. Tax his tobacco, tax his drink, tax him if he tries to think. Tax his cigars, tax his beers, if he cries, tax his tears. Tax all that he has, then let him know that you won't be done till he has no dough. Now when he screams and hollers, then tax him some more, tax him till he's good and sore, then tax his coffin, tax his grave, tax the sod in which he's laid. Put these words upon his tomb, taxes drove me to my doom. When he's gone, do not relax, it's time to apply the inheritance tax. Count receivables tax, building permit tax, CDL license tax, cigarette tax, corporate income tax, dog license tax, excise tax, federal income tax, federal unemployment tax, fishing license tax, food license tax, fuel permit tax, gas tax, gross receipts tax, hunting license tax, inheritance tax, inventory tax, IRS interest charges, IRS penalties tax, liquor tax, luxury taxes, marriage license tax, Medicare tax, personal property tax itself, real estate tax, service charge tax, Social Security tax, road usage tax, recreational vehicle tax, sales tax, school tax, state income tax, state unemployment tax, telephone federal excise tax, telephone federal universal service fee tax, telephone minimum usage surcharge tax. Minimum usage surcharge? Telephone recurring and non-reoccurring charges tax. Telephone state and local tax. Telephone usage charge tax. Utility taxes. Vehicle license registration tax. Vehicle sales tax. Watercraft registration tax. Well permit tax. Workers' compensation tax. Still think this is kind of funny? Well, not one of these taxes existed 100 years ago. And our nation was the most prosperous in the world. We had absolutely no national debt, had the largest middle class in the entire planet in recorded history, and mom stayed at home to raise the kids. What in the hell happened? Can you spell politician? And guess what? Because of this economic blowout, guess what they're going to have to do? They're going to have to raise taxes. Really? Because we have people with short-sightedness, no vision, working agendas, socialization of America, an out-of-control federal government rather than cut the government. What have they been doing? They expanded it under George Bush and Barack Obama. Yes, the only viable employer in the United States, guess, has been whom? The United States government. The government does not generate any revenue. It does not make any money. The only thing that it does is it takes. With all this wisdom in the well of Congress, with all the taxes that they have charged us, you think if they passed a tax for the betterment of our lives, we should be in near freaking utopia right now. Are you in a utopia, folks? Are you on a fast sleigh ride to hell with no snow? A little bumpy, isn't it? We'll break. We'll see if we can get Brian on the phone, get him on the air. We shall be right back.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cardivite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cardivite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cardivite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
You know, folks, it is not occurring to people that something is very, very wrong. They have let our politicians go unabated for so long and have not paid attention to what's going on in the country. Consequently, the Congress critters have had free rein to do anything they wanted to do. And if it ever gets to a point where people are confused or confounded because things are just too intricate, they're too involved, well, there's just too many details. Well, hey, that should be your first clue right there that something is wrong. You know, I've never met a politician that doesn't like to do stuff. And stuff that they have been doing has been counter to what this country is all about. You know, how do you, I wonder if the general public out there has ever pondered the question, you know, in the short span of what, 234, 35 years, that we have been the greatest, richest, literally the richest country on the face of the planet. And by the way, if that is Chris Bell, listen to me, if that is Chris Bell, who is that? I'm sorry? It's my guest. Oh, well, get a number where he's at and call him right back. It's my guest. At any rate, you know, kind of lost my train of thought there. But suffice it to say, we've gone from the richest to the poorest. Now, many people are still under this grand delusion that, well, we're still in pretty good shape. Yeah, we're in a lot of debt. We're in a lot of this and a lot of that. But we're going to be okay. No, we are not going to be okay. And how are we going to get okay? Are we going to trust it to these politicians that have been doing a lot of the stuff behind closed doors, not being carried on the media, the dutiful, wonderful news reporting people that we depend so much on to tell us what's going on in case we've missed something? Are we going to rely on these people to fix the very same problems that they themselves have created to the point that they have broken the financial back of this country? You know, if that's the case, I want to find out what you're smoking or what you're taking or what you're drinking. Because I want to be in that state of mind that everything is going to be just fine. That I have faith in these wonderful people we call senators and congressmen. You know, somebody had asked me today, well, you know, don't you think this is a good thing? You know, there's a little mini political revolution going on in this country. And I said, I'm glad that people are starting to think that, you know, maybe we ought to just vote all of these people out, which should be done, most assuredly. But here's the problem. It doesn't fix it. What's wrong with the country is what their predecessors have already done. Now, everybody's looking for a magic bullet. Everybody wants this problem solved now. Well, it's not going to get solved right away because it has taken years and years and years and years to get here. Finally, the Rip Van Winkles of this country have come out of their slumber and their stupor to wake up in something that used to be called America, and they're wondering how the hell they got here. Well, I hope you're paying attention because that's what this network is all about. How did we get here? But more importantly, identifying the problem from whence it came, current status of said problem, but more importantly, the solution to the problem. And one of the greatest solutions to the problems that we have in this country today. Now, let me see. Can I spell that word? Constitution. Oh, damn. That's what every one of these guys raised their hand to. Remember when they take office? Whether they're a first-termer or they're going for re-elect, they place their left hand on the Bible, right hand to God, in affirmation to their oath, to God and all of his people. And then they promptly turn right around and violate it 22 different ways from Sunday. Again and again and again. Yeah, that's what I want to do. Go back to the very same people that have literally sold this country right out from under us. And I'll tell you what, if we do not, see, it's us, folks. We are the government. The federal government is supposed to be subservient to the states, not the other way around. No, we're not in the business of creating transnational corporations for the global government so we can just do trade, you know, with everybody. Oh, and by the way, a little wrinkle along the way, you have to do away with your sovereignty and your own rule of law and adopt international law. Yeah. So we've gone from some unelected bimbo to a bureaucratic unelected bimbo. Yeah, I think that's the solution to our problem. I've got Brian Rainville with me. We'll bring him up directly after the break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Did you ever wish that you could have done something while you still had the chance? What will you do if your income ends tomorrow? Or if you lose your home, as many already have? Do you have enough money to survive through an economic depression? If you don't want to gamble with your future, then FreeToProsper.com can help you quickly end your debt problems, protect your property and possessions, and develop a personal strategy to get you through the hard times. Most importantly, you get to keep your money and not pay another cent to creditors. Our program is often superior to bankruptcy, consolidation, or settlement. Visit FreeToProsper.com to find out more. This is your real chance to act ahead, so don't delay. Your future may depend on it. Call 718-615-0123 to learn more. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit FreeToProsper.com today.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-790-6293. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-790-6293 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Now, you may or may not have heard this story. Fox News did a piece on this. I understand that Fox News for Hannity was talking to Brian today. Newspaper from Quebec was there when I was talking to his mother earlier today. And this all came about because of a story online from the Boston Globe written by David Filipov. And it has gone viral. It has got a lot of attention. And right in the center of this thing is a younger man, younger than I, Brian Rainville. He's 36 years old, a high school government and civics teacher up there in Vermont, right on the border. Brian, we've finally made it.
Yes, thank you, John. I appreciate it. I'm here with my dog-eared copy of the Constitution and feeling like I've been thrown into the shark tank in the last few days.
Well, a few drops of blood and you never know what comes around to eat what's left of the rest of you. By the way, what high school do you teach at?
I work at Randolph Union, which is right here in the center of the state.
Okay, and you do the high school government and civics teacher. Do you actually teach your students the Constitution?
I am the guy, John, who threw out the textbooks and every year on the first day of class hand each of my students a small copy of the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the Declaration of Independence, and that is our textbook for the year.
Well, you, my friend, you are a man of a bygone era.
Well, I appreciate that, and I am firmly convinced that someone needs to remind Homeland Security that we still have a Constitution, and just because they want to say that they're doing things to keep Americans safe, that doesn't give them the right to ignore every federal law.
Well, a little bit earlier, I think I was talking to your mom, and she said, well, can I hear this on a radio station up there? Do you guys hear this network up there?
We can stream you, John, if I remember correctly.
But she said something to me about 107.7 FM.
Well, it's entirely possible.
Well.
It's entirely possible. I was on the road at 3:40 this morning to do a 6:10 interview in Manchester, New Hampshire, so I'm a little soft at this point in the day. But I appreciate the opportunity to talk with you and your friends down there in Texas and throughout the nation.
By the way, before I get on to the subject matter at hand, have you heard the controversy going on about the textbooks that Texas we do down here, and they get distributed around the country?
I saw a bit of a headline on Yahoo, but unfortunately, my world has become very small, and unless the byline is Morse's line, I don't get to it right now. What's going on, John?
Well, the rest of the country is up in arms because in the textbooks, they want included things about the Constitution, things about the Federal Reserve, and about a private corporation, you know, kind of running things, and a whole bunch of stuff that, on the school board, I guess, panel that okays the curriculum, there's 12 Republicans and a handful of Democrats, but they've pulled off the stopper here, and they want to include what the liberals have done away with in the school book curriculum for all of these years.
Well, it's part of the reason, John, I threw my books out. They are such a bad mishmash. I don't think you can take such a complex, fascinating story as America's history and boil it down to a couple hundred pages. It's generally just a dreadful thing.
Well,
I have far more fun exploring the eras with my kids, working with the primary documents, working with records left by the personalities. But the textbooks, it's such a hot potato piece today, absolutely.
Well, and people keep wondering why they're so doggone stupid. Brian, I have done everything that I possibly could. I've chided. I've tried to guilt complex people. I have tried everything in the book to tell people, look, these public schools, this is not a tax-paid babysitting service that you get to dump your kids for 6-7 hours a day. Have you gone into a parent-teachers association meeting? Have you read the curriculum? Do you know what your child is being exposed to in the government school system?
The expectation of daycare is one of many things that I run into, John, and you ask 11 people why you have public schools, and you get about 14 different answers. It can be tremendously frustrating, but I am unapologetic putting the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights at the center of my course.
Well, and to give them a comparative basis, Brian, if I may make a suggestion for maybe something, maybe a cool class that you can hold before school year ends, maybe you should whip out the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto and make a comparison, because I swear, my friend, we are following that. We're not following the Constitution anymore. And by the way, one of the things in the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto was for the government to take over the school curriculum and to use that as a transmission belt for the propaganda.
It fascinates me, John, how easily we lose track of fundamental American values. The takings clause in the Constitution does not suggest that at whim government may take private property. It's very clear in just compensation and public good. And I'm looking at an agency right now, or one is actually staring at me down the barrel of a gun, saying, give us what we want. We have a right to your land. And we absolutely believe that the agency is totally out of line. They put out a study last October that talked about closing facilities just like ours. And what we've developed is a real turf war, where they want our land so they can pave it over and put a building on it that's an acre and a half in footprint with a fitness center up on the second floor. And we are much more concerned about feeding our cows and letting the Border Patrol do its job, because for 8 hours of every day, the little border port at Morse's Line is closed up. The road's closed, the gate's down, the sensors are on, and my friends and the Border Patrol are doing their job. But we've got an agency that's got this big pot of taxpayer money, and they tell me that this is a good stimulus project because they're going to put people to work. And, John, I don't think that putting my parents and my brothers out of work is the best way to jumpstart the economy at Morse's Line.
Well, and more information on that. This has been a multi-generational farm that has been in the hands, since the 40s?
We've been there since 1946. We're only the third family to own it since 1787.
So they roll into town,
mm-hmm.
and how many acres is your entire farm?
We're about 208 total, and we can till about 160 of that.
Okay, so 200, and did I understand you correctly? You told me that Homeland Security made a visit to you and told you of the grand plans and then made the comment to you that you have too much land anyhow?
Well, that was the central point of the conversation was, look, folks, you've got excess property. They, in their first environmental assessment, John, which is a 133-page document with which you could grow garden vegetables, let's just say it's rich in organic matter, they laid down their argument that hay is a cash crop for us, and I have tried to explain to them over and over again that if you do not feed hay to a cow, you do not get milk and you can't run a farm. They look at our farm and they see a movie set, and have no understanding that if they take part of our hayland, that affects our ability to feed the herd, and we've either got to buy feed out there on the open market after they tax the settlement, both at state and federal level, or we've got to reduce the size of the herd. And it's been very frustrating to explain to people who have a grand vision for that field that we've had a grand vision of that field for 60 years, and that's why there's no sumac on our farm. It's why we've got tile drainage. It's why my father has a 19th century scythe on the tractor, and when he misses a little bit with the haybine, he stops and knocks it down. The old Hordes dairyman rule here, an acre and a half feeds a cow and a calf. So we got 1,000 bales out of there 3 times a year, and they want to put one single crop of concrete and asphalt down.
Well, and a little bit of particulars here, what we're talking about almost 5 acres of ground.
We are, that their own soil tests show is farmland of statewide importance. It's some of the best land in the entire state of Vermont.
Well, and if we I don't know how much you get out of Vermont, but throughout the country for decades and decades, they have this little penchant of throwing up housing developments,
mm-hmm.
and usually where they choose is the richest farmlands.
Which is why in 1981, a Vermont congressman wrote a bill called the Farmland Protection Act, which expressly forbids, under federal law, agencies of our federal government to take farmland and convert it to government facilities. Because the agency comes in, John, and they don't see 1,000 bales of hay, they don't see some of the finest soils in the state. I'll tell you what they call it. They call it a vacant lot, they call it undeveloped land, and my personal favorite, they call it extra land.
Extra.
And I don't know of any of my neighbors that have extra land.
I think when God created the earth, he only made so much earths, and there's no more real estate being created.
My grandfather used to remind me of as much. Buy land they're not making anymore, and these folks have suggested with the $34,500 they offered us for 4.9 acres that we'd have no problem at all getting replacement land of that quality.
Oh, really?
And I've tried to explain to them, John, that no one is going to sell us their prime land at a farmland price that we're going to pay building lot price. We're probably going to pay, $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 an acre. But we have an agency with a big pile of money, and if they don't spend it by the 30th of September, they lose it. And a surplus and a bureaucracy don't exactly go hand in hand.
Well, and I had, in previous conversation with you, I had pointed out that Well, they want to do improvements because they got the stimulus money. They're going to put somebody to work. I don't know who they're going to put to work.
The engineering firms from New Jersey.
Okay. So we're going to pave over your 5 acres. We're going to spend that stimulus money. That's going to create a whole lot of jobs. And the thing that I pointed out to you, that I don't think we have that much of a problem on the U.S.-Canadian border with terrorists or drug running or anything else. In the meantime, our southern border is wide open.
That's the frustration for me, John. This agency has shown that they can secure the northern border at Morse's Line. They have had no difficulty since that gate went in. They wrote their report after 9/11. They talked about closing the facility. And even though Congress gave them this money and told them to spend it on critical port facilities, they want to put up a huge complex at a place that gets 2.5 cars an hour, has no commercial traffic. It's 10 miles from one of the largest ports in the state of Vermont. And their own data and reports show that it's exactly this kind of facility that should be closed.
Well, and the reporter, and have you spoken to David Filipov since he wrote this article?
I have, yes.
And what kind of feedback has he been getting on his end?
David was astounded by reader comments. The day the article came out, by that night there were over 500 comments on the article from all over the country. And I can tell you that my phone here, my phone in Franklin, my parents' phone, and my phone at work are literally ringing off the hook. We are struggling to keep ahead of phone calls and emails. I opened the mail today, and I have a check from a gentleman who says, "I can't believe Homeland Security is doing this to you. I'm on a fixed income. I can't help you a lot, but here's $10 towards your legal fees."
Oh, my God.
And I'm getting those kind of calls, those kind of letters. I walked in the house the other night. It was 9:30. I was exhausted, and the phone rang, and it was a rancher up on the northwestern border who was beside himself because he read the paper and said, "They're doing it to you, too. I'm not alone."
Oh,
he's in the same boat. People have come in. There's a border port just a few miles from his land, but they want to build another one. And if they can secure this with gates and with fences and electronic monitoring, I don't know why we're putting up lavish new facilities that the government's going to heat, cool, light, maintain, and staff when you all down there have some pretty significant border problems of your own.
See?
The high school where I work, this is a blue-collar community hit really hard. We lost our manufacturing base. Our furniture plant went to China. Our cast iron plant, a lot of that is Chinese competition, and our whole job base has been eroded. We can't afford to fix the roof on our school. It's been leaking as long as I've been there, 15 years. The last figure I saw to rewire our school, do the entire roof, do the windows, the doors, pretty much remake our 1956 physical plant, was about $11 million.
Mm.
And I look at this, and I've got federal bureaucrats with 15.4 that they decided they wanted to spend. And I got a school with 500 kids in it with a roof that leaks. And they tell me this is a stimulus project, and I've suggested to them that there's a lot of ways to spend the money. One of my seniors looked up in the classroom this week and said, "Oh, my gosh, do you realize that if we had that as seniors as scholarship money, each of us would have $264,000 for our education?" We've got a graduating class of less than 60 kids. This is a significant amount of money. But we've got a bureaucracy in Homeland Security that says law does not apply to us. We are here to protect the American nation, and your quaint old documents are no longer relevant. And I was concerned when people said that about the Geneva Convention, and I am deeply concerned when people infer that about the Constitution and the Bill of Rights.
Well, let's digress here for a second, because you mentioned something that caught my ear. You said that you used to have a casting plant, an iron casting plant.
Mm-hmm.
That's been taken over by the Chinese. furniture plant that was moved to China, I'm sure, to take care of that cheaper labor over there, but still have the ability to send those products back in the United States duty or tax-free to compete against what's remaining of any furniture manufacturing companies that are left here in this country.
It's heartbreaking, John, because here in New England, our best timber is shipped whole to China. It's processed on ship. It is turned into furniture, and it is shipped back. And it is shipped back with favorable trade agreements and cheap oil that allows some of our best manufacturing jobs to be exported.
All right. We've got the break here. We'll take this break, and we'll invite... How long can you spend with us here today?
How long would you like, John?
As long as you care to give us, sir.
Okay.
All right. 800-313-9443. The man's name is Brian Rainville. He's taking a stand on our border against the bureaucracy and the heavy-handedness of our federal government. We'll be right back.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Attention all business owners. Save up to 20% free of charge on your business gas and electric energy supply bill. Call 1-800-641-5880. Due to deregulation of gas and electric utilities by the federal government, businesses in 16 states can receive up to 20% savings off their energy supply bill. This program is not for residences. It's only for businesses. Call 800-641-5880 for a list of qualifying states or visit RBN's website at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Enrollment is easy and completely free. No hidden costs, no interruption of service, and no cancellation fees. Don't delay. It takes 30 to 60 days to enroll. Call 1-800-641-5880. Thousands of businesses everywhere are saving money. Small offices and restaurants to large hotels, hospitals, municipalities, major fast food chains, and factories. This is a no-brainer. Your business is entitled to save this money free of charge. Call 1-800-641-5880. It's easy. Start saving money now. Just call 1-800-641-5880.
We're back. Mike in Ohio. Hello, Mike. You're on with Brian from Vermont.
And Brian?
Yes, Mike.
Yes, sir. I just had the call to pass along to you what I seen happen here in northern Ohio. Some of our finest farming land and Comcard grape growing land, when farmers were pressured or whatever to get rid of their land, the first thing that happens is they'll bring in 50, 60, 70 earth movers, and they'll scrape that ground right down to the clay. And then by the time you're all finished, they have made money and have gotten their money back for what they paid you for the land. So my, I'm behind you 100%. Sell them nothing, not even a parking spot.
Yeah, we've said nothing bigger than a postage stamp at this point.
Right. Well, good. Well, that's great. Yeah,
we're
on the money.
Well, we're frustrated because I don't think borrowed taxpayer money should be thrown around this way, and this agency can't justify what they're trying to do. And we have no objection to raising questions. If we felt like this was national security, we would have sold land pretty quietly. But when we got a federal agency with money burning a hole in their pocket, we have no interest in lying down and going quietly.
Yeah, and lots of friends that would just love to take that all that good topsoil, got no idea how deep it runs in your property, but they'd sell that for $200 a short ton, man. And you know how many tons of topsoil you got there?
That's part of it. I mean, we have never sold a building lot since buying that place in 1946. But if you really want to look at the value of the land, you've got to talk about the water, you've got to talk about the topsoil, you've got to talk about the road frontage. But I've never had a buyer approach me, design a project, hire a contractor, and then tell me what they're going to pay for my property. Huh. It's pretty insulting.
I don't even think Hitler did that.
It astounds me. These folks are convinced that they are acting on the good of the American people, and I respectfully disagree with them.
So do I, but not so respectfully. I don't like the idea that a person can have land in their family for years and years, sometimes even generations, and have somebody come along and had this bright flash of an idea that they want to do something, and they're going to use eminent domain on you in order to take your land for nothing.
And that is why the Kelo decision scared me when it came out of Connecticut a few years ago, when the Supreme Court said it was okay to take private property by eminent domain for economic development. We had a law here in the state of Vermont, notice I said had, where you were forbidden to take private property for economic development. If the Vermont Agency of Transportation were trying to do this and it wasn't an interstate project, it would be thrown out. But the Supreme Court gave the developers the green light, and where the Kilo's house was down there in Connecticut is growing up to weeds because that whole project blew up. They went down and demolished family neighborhoods, handed it over for development, and nothing happened. And I don't see the fine print in the Constitution that says, we can take your land if we think we can do more with it than you do.
Huh. Well, like I say, I'm 100% behind you, and I'll bet you every farmer in this country would be, too, if he knew what they were trying to do to you, or if they knew.
They're finding out.
Well, we're encouraged. Homeland Security says they're coming up to read the temperature of the community on Saturday, and I'm willing to bet they're going to get a pretty good reading.
I would say so. Hey, Mike, thanks for your call. We've got to go to the top of the hour break. We'll continue with my guest today, Brian Rainville, from up there, right along the border, folks, in northern Vermont, sitting right up there next to our friends in Canada. We'll take the top of the hour break and be right back.
With recent